The assault on individual liberty is constant, and lately the struggle to defend liberty seems hopeless. The attacks are so many and come from so many directions, we don't know where to concentrate our attention. It's like playing whack-a-mole at Chuck E. Cheese. As fast as we whack one mole on the head, two more pop up and start telling us what to do. Last week in Nevada, some little busybody named Harvey Munford, a self-important state assemblyman from Las Vegas, introduced a bill that would impose a flat fee on every fast food meal in the state to discourage us poor, ignorant sheep from eating at McDonald's. And he introduced another bill that would outlaw texting while walking across state highways, because apparently he foresees an epidemic of hitchhiking tweeters getting run over on Highway 50. In New York, the mayor has earned the nickname Nanny Bloomberg for his orgy of control freak regulations. He banned 16-ounce sodas, the ones that are perfect for sharing with your date at the movies. He banned food donations to homeless shelters. He banned smoking outside in city parks. Hey, somebody delicate might walk by and catch a whiff. He banned baby formula in city hospitals, and last week he proposed banning styrofoam. Worst of all, in January, he decided to restrict painkillers in city hospitals because he's afraid people will get addicted. God help you if you break a leg or get a pancreatitis attack while visiting New York. You'll have to lie there in the emergency room and suffer. Over in Oregon, they're talking about making tobacco a Schedule III controlled substance, which means citizens of the United States of America who have the misfortune of living in Oregon will need a prescription to buy a cigarette. Good luck finding a doctor willing to write that prescription. Maybe he'll write a prescription for bacon-flavored milkshakes at the same time. Meanwhile, I've got a brand new pickup truck on order at the dealer. I figure to run boxes of cigarettes across the border into Oregon, sell them on street corners, and make a fortune. My family could be the next Kennedy dynasty. The worst collection of busybodies outside North Korea might be California, which is well on the way to banning everything. If it's fun, tasty, or useful, somewhere in California it's probably banned. Cough suppressants, tanning, caffeinated beer, handguns, foie gras, pet stores that sell cats and dogs, nativity scenes, plastic bags, shark fin soup, bear hunting with dogs, incandescent light bulbs, selling old guitars, skateboarding, tiki torches, psychological counseling for gay minors, smoking on beaches, smoking in parks, smoking in your own home, and styrofoam takeout containers. That's just a partial list. The complete list would take hours. Notice the outdoor smoking in the styrofoam. California must be where Mayor Bloomberg gets his ideas. The California banning stuff bandwagon gathered so much momentum they accidentally banned gay marriage before they could stop themselves. Republicans slipped that one through while liberals were caught up in a frenzy about the evils of tiki torches. Now they're trying to backtrack by asking the courts to ban gay marriage bans. If you're old enough to belong to AARP, this constant meddling by overbearing legislators and regulators fills you with despair, because you remember what it was like to make your own decisions and learn from your own mistakes, and you missed that feeling. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, my high school principal stopped me one day as I was walking out the door and asked where I was going. I told him I was walking down the street to the public library. He said I should go to class. I said the library would be more productive because the class wasn't that great. He said I couldn't leave the school in the middle of the day, to which I replied, "Yes, I can. I'm a student here, not a prisoner." When he threatened to call my parents, I said, "Fine, let's do it." And my mother, in her very polite way, told him to mind his own business. That's the attitude Americans used to have. Individual liberty wasn't merely a theoretical concept, it was something we lived and defended. People would look a government bureaucrat in the eye and tell him where the line was, eagerly. When American boys went off to fight in foreign lands, they fought for liberty. Now the soldiers come home to a land where they can't own a tiki torch, or buy a dog at the pet store, or get a 16-ounce Coke at the movie theater. I don't know what happened to bring us here, to a place and time where Americans are willing to let government bureaucrats handle their health care, tell them what to eat, and take away their light bulbs. Maybe it's the deteriorating state of our educational system. Maybe it's the mind-softening effect of television. Maybe it's uncontrolled immigration warping the culture. I simply don't know. One thing for sure, it's sad and frightening to watch freedom being stripped from people too ignorant of their own heritage to notice. That's today's dose of common sense.